You know the feeling, you know the feeling.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry?
Measures he now will be taking. That's a pretty cool song. Oh, let's see. Are we live? Maybe we're live now. Haha. We are live. Here we are. Hello, everyone. It is 7:07. I am so excited to be here. Hi. Of course, I'm running in. And hopefully you're having a great day. I certainly am. I have to call the non-emergency test line every time I come until I get a ID that works. And so excitingly, every time I talk to usually a new fun person, and this time the guy said, "Oh, when's your radio show?" And I said, "Oh, just 7 o'clock. Just always late." And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And so feeling good. Ready to rock and roll, as always. And I hope you're having a great day. You are listening to What a Wonderful World. This is Ella. Hello. And wow. Oh, I'm so excited for all these songs. There has been requests coming in. And I always love when there is requests in the show. Because I love picking some tunes. But to hear the tunes that other people are also wanting. And then to rock out some great music. Maybe that I wasn't even thinking of that day. Always makes me so happy. And there's just so many great songs to play. So, we are going to play a lot of great ones tonight. Did I say you listen to 101.4 World? And this is Ella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We're starting off, as always, with an Ella Fitzgerald song, one of my favorites. And then we'll see what else we got. There's definitely a lot of songs that are going to be played tonight, so I'd say let's get to it. We're starting off with an Ella Fitzgerald, like I said. And this time, even though I was a little late, I did plan a little bit more than I usually do. So I'm excited for that because we have, I guess there's not even really a theme. It's just songs that are good. So hopefully you all enjoy. We're going to start right now. Ella Fitzgerald is going to be singing one that I absolutely love. This one is stuck in my head right now. It is Blue Skies. Here we go.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Da 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 da
Never saw things going oh so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love,
Fitzgerald! Ella Fitzgerald is coming at you. And what a fun song that is. Blue skies with some scatting. And Ella Fitzgerald, the whole horn section going crazy. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. And this radio show that we got some rocking. We got some mellow. We got some jazzy. We got some bluesy. We got even some kind of country good vibes, you know. We got some requests coming in left and right, and I hope you're going to enjoy it because there are a lot of fun songs coming at you. And Ella Fitzgerald was just the beginning. Very excitingly at work right now. One of my best work buddies, Leah. Shout out Leah. She and I just rock our office. We just sit in our office. And we do some rock and work, and I love all of our antics we get up to, including every day we do a song of the day. And it's been going pretty well, our song of the day. Most days we do get a song in, and sometimes we listen to multiple songs, but we won't get crazy. For this radio show, I'll just talk about how we've been going back and forth doing some songs, sometimes other people from around Project Place. That's where I work, one of my favorite places ever. Spectacular nonprofit in Boston, and I absolutely love our song of the days. Today it was my turn to choose, so I did Ella Fitzgerald, Get Happy, which we hear a lot on this radio show. So Ella Fitzgerald was in the celebration in the mind today, and now we're gonna keep it rolling. We got a lot more songs to do, so let's get through them. Here's a song that we also heard today. This ties in perfectly, my gosh, during our playing songs in the office time. And it is a song I know and love, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. But a version I hadn't heard maybe ever, maybe just in a while. But it's a song that I think you'll know and love. Maybe you've heard this version before. Maybe it's new to you. It is going to be Junior Walker, and he's doing the classic, How Sweet It Is.
something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, baby. By the way you look at me, and what you're thinking brings happiness. When you're in love with someone and you know that someone don't love you, it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone that you're in love with is in love with your best friend. And I'll tell you, when someone else is rocking your cradle, you know better than you can rock your cradle yourself, then it's only one thing for you to do. You just pack your clothes, turn around, walk out of the door. Look over your left shoulder as you go out. Then you hang your head and you say, after you have done all you could do and you can't take no more, then you go downtown, you get your big baseball bat, you come back on the scene where the both are still together, and then you just go and kick down the door. And as you kick down the door, you just start beating the hell out of everybody that you can see, everybody that comes through the door. And just as you make up your mind that you're gonna try to forgive her, then out comes another one of your friends. And that really blows your mind, so you go and think about it. You say to yourself, babe, I realize I've done wrong, but please forgive me. And with a smirky smile on her face, then she look about you and she say,
if you ever think about me,
oh, I think about you, babe.
fest. That was so crazy. Okay, here we go. We're back. You really got a little bit of excitement right there at the very end. I was too in the bluesy spirit to even stop the song. Crazy things were happening. And then some more epic vibes flew on through the radio waves. But you got a little taste of what's coming next. Very exciting stuff. And what a good song. Etta James and B.B. King. They were singing. Oh my gosh, there's something on your mind. Wow, I was also conducting an experiment where I'm trying to see when the mic kicks in. Because what is being shown on the monitors seems like a very lagged mic turn-on event. So I'm trying to figure out if I've been cutting off this whole time or if you could hear me say test, which I've been confirmed that you can. So we'll have to figure out exactly how lagged this audio is. Maybe not at all. Maybe you've been hearing it all. So we'll figure that out. We'll do some experiments. You also heard the spectacular song, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. And that featured, let's navigate some tabs. The spectacular Junior Walker was on that one. So, one that I truly love. And we got some more fantastic songs coming your way. I think we are going on over to some requests at the moment. If you have any requests, you can feel free to give me a shout. You can do a text, you can do a call. One of the best ways also is going to the DJ chat. That is on WMFO.org. And then there's a spectacular little button called the DJ chat button. Well, it's right at the top. Really more of a tab. And I will be on there. I'll be hanging out. Maybe I'll send in a gift or two. So feel free to head on over there. And until then, we got some requests already coming in. So this next song, I really don't know what order to do these all. We got a lot of great requests coming in. I think we're going to do one of the oldest requests that I missed like 4 weeks ago. Was by, shout out, my Uncle Matt. Matt Fay. There's lots of Uncle Matts who I know and love. And shout out Matt and Ginny. They're listening probably, and I'm shouting you out, saying hello. Hopefully you're rocking it. And a really long time ago, I missed this request that Matt said reminded him of me. And so, very nice thing to say about a song. I appreciate it, Matt. And I'm very excited to play it because I like good vibes. And the name of the song is Oh, What a Beautiful World. And it's Willie Nelson and Rodney Crowell. Hopefully I said your name right, Rodney. Crowell. Rodney Crowell or Rodney Crowell. Feels sort of wrong, but probably it's right. And they'll be singing a fantastic song. Shout out, Matt, for the request. / just thinking of me while listening to the song. I appreciate it. And then I don't even know what we're going to do after that. We could do another request. We could do some more bluesy, jazzy songs. The world just doesn't know. It's hard. I think we'll take a left turn, probably. So get excited for whatever left turn we take. It's only 7:28. We got so many more great songs coming up. We also have the public service announcement, which is one of my favorite parts. Some information for you all to take on your way on this beautiful Monday night. And with that, I think enough talking. Time to get back to the tunes. Hopefully you are having a great start to the week. And what's ever going on, you're finding some peace on the radio show. And you'll keep finding some peace as we listen to some more fantastic tunes. Starting off with Willie Nelson and Rodney Crowell. Oh, what a beautiful world. Thank you.
place, every line on your face. It's the truth and the lie. It's to live and to die. Oh, what a beautiful world. It's the girl and a boy, and that first taste of joy. And it's that old photograph of two hearts torn in half. Oh, what a beautiful world.
We build our hopes up high, perchance to someday fly across a clear blue sky to someplace new.
It's a walk in the park, or a shot in the dark. It's a thief in the night, or the first ray of light. Oh, what a beautiful world.
Down, wake up in lost and found, become that highway sound and roll on through.
It's the rise and the fall of the clocks on the wall, and it's the first and the last of your days flying past. Oh, what a beautiful world. Oh, what a beautiful world.
Thank you. mystery, trying to steer you away from me. I left a message at your hotel. Don't let manners and poison the well. I will need you, feed you, seat you, plead with you.
We'll see if you heard the hello hellos that I said. And hopefully, almost certainly, you did hear some groovy vibes with Paul Simon was doing Thelma, which apparently is a bonus track. I don't actually know which album it's a bonus track on, but a very vibey one. Very cool vibes. I was thinking that's a perfect road tripping song, and one of my best buddies, Eddie's on a road trip right now. Shout out, Eddie. Flying high on through the intersections and the interstates and all those spectacular roads out there. So wherever you are, you're flying through the roads. Well, wherever all of you are, if you're on the roads. If you're listening on a cozy chair. If you're living it up in the spectacular rooms of your house or some other beautiful place. Hopefully, wherever you are, you're feeling good. You're feeling cool, because it's very hot. So hopefully, I'd say at least cool, if not cold. Hopefully cool. And hopefully, you got the good vibes coming to you. With, especially, Paul Simon was doing his song Thelma. And then right before that, Oh, What a Beautiful World. A perfect song for the What a Wonderful World show. That was Willie Nelson and Rodney Crowell. Thank you, Matt, for requesting that one. And we are going to continue on with some requests. I am very excited for this next one. We have a, I'd say, double request slash a song I asked for and a song that was requested. But I'm always asking for requests, so maybe they're all requested by me. But anywho, shout it again, Eddie. Road tripping away across the world. And this next song. Oh my gosh. Also, we're getting a call. So hopefully, I'll pick up the call in just 1 second. Hopefully, I successfully do it right after I hit this song. I will be picking up. So just hang on, caller. But I'll tee up this next song first. Shout out, Eddie, for this song that I was hoping to play. One of a song by Mickey Maffey, a spectacular guitar and musical wizard epic peep, who is also in one of my favorite bands, because maybe my favorite band, because it's my parents and other people I love's band, The Blitz. The amazing drummer Eddie also has another spectacular band, and in that spectacular band are lots of spectacular people, including Mickey Maffey, who's making lots of spectacular music, including this next song, an original that Eddie has requested is a good one to play on the radio. So we're playing that one. I'm very excited for it. And then after that, who knows? Maybe we'll play Eddie's other request, another spectacular one, or we'll see what other vibes come at us. But until then, it's 7:40. Right across this break, we'll also be doing the PSA. It is an oldie but a goodie, so look forward to that. And if the person who calls wants to call back, I'll be on the phones. Until then, enjoy this spectacular song. And then keep on listening for some more good vibes. But first, here we go. It is Mickey Maffey with I Wish.
Thank you.
7:49. Wow, 7:50 on the dot, actually. And that was a very peaceful and meaningful block of music for you there. We just heard Joy Aladokun and Chris Stapleton, Sweet Symphony, a beautiful song that was also stuck in my head. And so we played that one. And also, I feel like it has some peaceful and just thoughtful vibes, which also followed us when we heard the spectacular Mickey Maffey doing his song, I Wish, that also has a beautiful and meaningful story to it. So I highly recommend checking out his YouTube where you can read the whole story, but also just about living in the moment and telling the people that you love them, that you love them, and living life to the fullest. And what a wonderful world the radio show highly recommends. Just living in the moment And that's why I love doing the radio show with you all so much every week. It is just a fantastic time, at least for me, for an hour to be with you all, feeling all of the feelings and just being together, listening to some music. One of my favorite things to do. And thank you all for some spectacular requests. We are going to continue those requests. And I think we're going to do a crazy mashup with two spectacular requests from two spectacular people. This first one is a shout out. The happiest of birthdays. Really a birthday on Thursday. But happy 80th birthday to my Grammy, who is turning 80 in just a couple of days. Very exciting, and had a request, so of course we're going to be playing that. And then after that, in a total change of vibe, which is exactly how I like to do it on What a Wonderful World, we're going to do Eddie's requests, so get ready for that. A little more rocking, but you know, both rocking in their own way. So two spectacular musicians, both the musicians, and I am very excited to be playing these requests. Truly such a happy birthday, Grammy. Thank you for all the spectacular music you have always brought into my life. We're going to play a spectacular song for you right now. Uh-oh, except I've lost it. Okay, I found it again. And then get ready for a change-up as we play another request. And we'll see what else we have time for. We might be able to go one or two songs over. We'll see. But keep it... Oh my gosh, I almost forgot the PSA. Okay. Ah, time. Time. We'll just be in the moment, everyone. Time is okay. I do have the go-ahead from the person after me who isn't here today that I could play another song. So we'll see if we get one more song out of the radio show. First, we definitely need to do one of my favorite parts, the public service announcement, where you never get any ads. You only get some information. One information an hour, at least. Sometimes I even give more. But this information is coming to you. One that I really love. And I've done a lot of walking, my gosh, these past couple of days. And it made me think of this spectacular PSA. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you're taking public transit, whoa, okay, we're going to start over. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. My gosh. Depending upon the distance. Once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. This is an Ellis side note to say. I would say that depends, but we'll keep rolling with it for the sake of the PSA. Even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you would want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of time. And that's a really healthy deal. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I love public transportation, and I love walking. It is extremely hot these days, where I am, probably where a lot of you are too. So I certainly like public transportation a lot more. A lot of times it's air conditioned, very thankful for that. But whatever, however you're feeling, getting some exercise, using the public transit, lots of good things to do. And with that, I hope you'll take that information, go do it with you will. We're going to keep the music flowing. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Ella. You're listening to What a Wonderful World. We're going to play four more songs maybe. these next two songs are coming at you. And then What a Wonderful World might even be after 8 o'clock, so strap in for that. It's gonna be crazy. But first, shout out Grammy, happy 80th birthday. Here is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Spectacular request. Here we go, rocking and rolling.
You know, Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. Mercy. Mercy.